Heroes are an inspiring group of people, every one of them from the larger-than-life comic book heroes you see on the big silver screen to the everyday heroes that let us live the privileged lives we do. Every hero has a story to tell. The doctor saving lives at your local hospital, the war veteran down the street who risked his lives for our freedom, the police officers and firefighters who risk their safety to ensure ours. Every hero is special and every story worth telling, but there is one class of heroes that I think is often ignored. The entrepreneur, the creator, the producer. The ones who look at the problems in this world and think to themselves, you know what? I can fix that. I can help people. And I can make a difference. Then they go out and do exactly that by creating a new product or introducing a new service. Some go on to change the world. Others make a world of difference to their customers. Welcome to The Hero Show. Join us as we pull back the masks of the world's finest heropreneurs and learn the secrets to their powers, their success, and their influence. So you can use those secrets to attract more sales, make more money, and experience more freedom in your business. I'm your host, Richard Matthews, and we are on in 3, 2, 1. Hello, and welcome back to The Hero Show. My name is Richard Matthews, and on the line today, I have Uri Breezy. Uri, are you there?
Yes, I am indeed.
Awesome. Glad to have you, Uri, all the way from, you said Switzerland is where you're at right now.
Yes, I live in Switzerland at the moment, yes.
And he was just telling me you guys are getting snow and like it's May here in the U.S. So
yeah, it was snow over the weekend. Yes, it was snowing a couple of days ago, like literally like Sunday. I was like, it was sunny, people with the short t-shirt, and all of a sudden, big change. But it's gonna get better hopefully next week.
Awesome. Anyways, I think it's so cool that we can hop on and do things like this with people all over the world. So you know, it's like we're right next to each other, which
I'm very happy that, yeah, thanks to technology, because this is how business run these days, you know, it's technology, everything is digital at the moment, you know, so I'm very happy that you have me on board, you know, that I could share my story, maybe to help others.
Yeah, maybe help someone else. So Let me give a little introduction to who you are so people know. So Uri, you are an ex-bartender. You were a bartender for 15 years, which is a long time to do something. You came to Switzerland from, where did you say you came from?
I'm from Slovakia originally.
Yeah, so from Slovakia. You had no job, you didn't know French, you had to learn everything from basically nothing, right? So you started fresh in a new country, no friends, no visibility, no plan B. Just hope and faith that your plan was gonna work. And today you are a videographer, editor, and founder of Now or Never Video, which is a cool company. So what I wanna do is start off with where you are now. So what is it that Uri is known for, that clients come to you for? What is it that you help them with?
People come up to me with their moving images that I create for businesses, small businesses, I did a couple of music videos, but people come up to me because they know what I can create for them. One of my values that I have is quality, creativity, storytelling, and they come in because they know what to expect from me. They see my videos and they know, this is the guy. It did happen to me a couple of times that people look at my portfolio. There was no connection, personal connection, nothing. And the people already knew, okay, I want to work with this guy because I know he's the perfect fit for my business.
Awesome. Yeah. So do you work with both business clients and like consumer clients to do imagery for, or just business clients?
I have some business clients. I have mostly business clients cooperate because I live in Switzerland, and the main problem that I found out here in Switzerland is the visibility for the businesses. Like, it's huge. I was very shocked when I came to this country, and I was surprised how everything is behind. Like, after living in America in London 5 years, and I came here, and I feel like the time has stopped here completely.
Yeah, so like it's behind, and you're helping bring them up to where they want to go.
Exactly. Yeah, it's 2019. Some people just know, take your time, and you know, like, you need to hurry up. Like, I've met some people, some business owners, and they don't have social media, like no Facebook, no Instagram. I'm like, come on, this is how you're getting visibility. Okay, 10 years ago. Yeah, go ahead.
In Switzerland, are the you know, Generation X, Generation Y, like in the millennials, that kind of stuff, are they using social media the same way they here are in the States and in London and stuff like that to find businesses and all that? So they're actually losing business there?
Yes, pretty much. To me, like, the social media is just about to start it. Like, literally. Okay, I'm not talking about like big company, like international company that have some offices here in Switzerland, but like a small businesses, like people have 150 followers. I'm like, come on. Okay, I know it's a small country, but you're in Switzerland. And when you say Switzerland, it's a it's a high quality of life, you know. But when I came here and I started working my previous jobs, that I'm so happy that I don't do this anymore, but I still have to a couple of times a day, a couple of times a week. But I was shocked, like such a small amount of attention from the audience, like literally, like, what are you doing? Like, where are you going with your business? People just are happy because they have some business, and that's all they want, you know. Like, I want more for my life, not just this.
Yeah. So you've been helping businesses really get up onto the new trends with social media and everything, and
exactly.
using image and videography to help tell their stories. That's really cool. So
absolutely.
That's where you are now. What I want to start with, or what I want to go to next, is your origin story, where you started, right? So we talk all the time on the show, every hero has an origin story. It's where you started to realize that maybe you were different, maybe you had superpowers, right? That maybe you could use them to help other people. So tell us your story. Where did you start, and how does that bring you to where you are now?
When did I start it? Okay, when it comes to the videography, I always liked it. I always knew that I had a good eye for it. I always watch lots of videos. When I went to the music festivals or any other places, I've seen the video guys making videos. I was like, wow, what a job, you know? But I didn't really pay attention to it. But when I came to Switzerland, and we've been living here for about 3 months, I knew there is something different. I felt it. It's like maybe a sign from the universe. So the way I started shooting with the iPhone, just a short little videos, put things together. And then things got so big that I invest my money, not all at once, but individually, you know, month after month. Then I bought a drone camera, and then I just woke up and I found the purpose of my life. And I knew it will be the right decision. There, like you said before, there's no plan B. There was no plan B. There was just a vision and a hope and belief, nothing else. I knew it's going to work. I knew it. I knew it's going to work. I know it's going to be hard. The first thing I was thinking was the money, and I failed straight away. So I stopped thinking of the money. It's one of my 5 priorities, but it's on the last place. So I just
went out. That makes sense.
And then I just went out and create. In my portfolio, I have about 50 videos and about 45 I did just for myself, just to have build a portfolio, because I have to start from zero, plus the language I had to learn. And where I am now, I'm not that far, but I am closer to my achievement, to my goal. But I said to myself, when I reach this goal, I set the bigger goal.
So what's your first goal that you're looking to hit?
Well, definitely, definitely create a bigger visibility than I have now, and definitely work with the great companies. Not just the money, but to create good videos for them.
Awesome. So basically you started, you had to come into the country after doing bartending for 15 years, and you started picking up the gear so you could do the story, start helping tell people stories. You built your portfolio so you could get in front of people. You had to learn the language, which is, you know, a lot of people who are starting a business don't have to, like they already speak the language in their culture. Yeah. So like you gave yourself extra challenges.
I had no choice. Like when we live in the French part of Switzerland, so everybody speaks French, but also like another common language is English. But I have to say 80% of my clients are Swiss people, which I have to use English and French, which I'm very happy that I have a Swiss clients, which makes me feel kind of proud. Like, you know, like a Swiss people goes for the expats or foreign person who can create maybe better images than the person who's actually from Switzerland. But I don't feel like, okay, this is what people want. You know, if they're happy what they receive as a result, the services and product that I give it to them, I'm happy, you know?
Yeah.
It's not
that cool. Random side note question: how many languages do you speak?
Well, I learned English when I was 20. So this is I speak Slovak, English, French, a little bit of German. That's it.
So 3 languages, maybe 4 if you count a little bit of German.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like with the French now, like with my fiance who's French, we at home we still speak in English, but the TV that we watch is all French. Oh, I would say about 70% I can understand now a lot.
It's, so do you find Do you find that learning how to speak like a sales language, right? Being able to close sales in French is more difficult because it's not your first language?
Yes, it's still difficult because I still, when I'm talking about a video, I still can express myself better in English. But when I speak it in French, even my fiance should say me like, you can talk like that. I'm like, I want to talk like that because it's true. You know, yeah. Like I'm a very honest person, like, but you can't talk like that to the client. I'm like, I can say whatever I want. It's my business, you know. If the people doesn't like it, okay, you know, go ahead.
They're not your clients.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting that, that's not something that I've run into much. Not a lot of people who are running and starting their business are also having to learn the language of the people they're transacting with, and having to learn how to communicate because for sales, you have to get into dreams and desires, and you have to get into some persuasive psychology. And like, there's like a lot of those are more advanced language concepts that, you know, being a beginner in the language, it can be hard to express some of those things.
Yeah. Like I do want to learn French because I'm in a French speaking area, but I do want to learn French. Like, I know some people that live here for many years, doesn't speak French. So why are you here? Like, I do want to learn another language. It makes me feel proud that I'm still capable to learn a language. Like, I love learning other languages. I think it's awesome, you know. The more languages you know, the more opportunities you have. For example, if I will have a kid, I want him to learn all the languages. Like, especially in Switzerland, they have 4 official languages plus English. So I would say 5.
Wow, that's amazing. So here in where we're at in Las Vegas, because I mentioned earlier we travel, it's mostly English and a little bit of Spanish are the two languages that you'll see frequently here. I know if you get up into like the northeastern parts of the U.S., you'll get a little bit of French, but mostly it's English and Spanish.
I used to live in Baltimore. I lived in Naples. I've been to LA, San Diego, New York, Boston, Martha's Vineyard. So especially in the Baltimore and Florida, like there was just like, I could hear more Spanish than English.
Yeah. Spanish is a good one to pick up if you're traveling around the US.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Of course you have to, like, especially when you go to San Diego, like the second official language is English. The first is Spanish, you know?
Yeah, and all the cities and streets, everything is all Spanish.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it always like my favorite is there's a place called Buena Vista, which sounds really cool. Buena Vista sounds like really cool, but it just means like pretty view. Like, they named the city Pretty View.
Pretty View, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I was cracking me up how simple some of, like, they sound really cool. Like there's another city called Mariposa, and Mariposa sounds really cool, but it means butterfly. Like, they just named the city Butterfly.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So next on the interview is your superpowers, right? So what is it that you do or build or offer to the world that helps solve people problems? It's the things you use to sort of slay your clients' villains. And I know we've talked a little bit about this already. It's your videography. And so what I want you to talk about is was that something, a talent or a skill, superpower that you were born with, or is it something that you had to develop and fight for?
Maybe I was born with it, because since I was a little kid, I always liked videos. Always like, when I was about 14, 15, I did a little editing. When I was 20, I did another little editing. So I did a little bit, but didn't really pay attention to it. And I think it was a talent that I was born with, it, to be honest with you, because otherwise I wouldn't create what I will create, you know. It's just, you have to be creative for this. Like, sometimes I have a client that they just amaze what I do. It's like, they tell me like, you are talented. Like, you have to be, when you create the videos, you have to use imagination, creativity. You have to put a story to it. Yeah, I think it's the superpower that I have, that I'm a very honest person. Sometimes it's way too much, but yeah, but this is like, I tell people the truth to the face, you know. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, you know. It's like, be nice to everyone. And yeah, the talent, I have to develop my skill for sure, because 2 years ago I didn't know how to edit one video with the new technology that we have now, like Adobe Premiere and stuff. Like, literally I learned everything from the YouTube. It was 4 months I didn't work at all. Like, no income for 4 months, especially in Switzerland. zero money coming in, only coming out. So I spend all my hours and working, but I can see the difference now, before and now, huge difference, huge, huge, huge.
So I wanted to talk real quick about sort of the translation of having a skill and a talent that you know is valuable to people and turning that into a business, right? So how did you go from I've got this skill, I've got this talent in videography, and I have to turn that into a business, which means I have to find clients, I have to be able to produce product for them, I have to learn the business management, marketing for your own business. How has that gone for you?
How did I get into the clients? Well, definitely use the social media, Instagram, and I worked for free. Yes. I worked many projects for free, and it was hard because it fulfilled my happiness, but at the end of the month, I didn't get any money, you know, but I knew, I learned from any other video makers and people that you're doing YouTubes and videos, you have to go and do it for free. So how I decided to do it, because like I told you before, he is really bad visibility for small businesses. So I was like, I approached small businesses like, hi, do you need a little videos? A lot of sharing on the Facebook, lots of sharing on the Instagram. And I have some people contact me from Ireland to create a advertisement for the tea. So people send me stuff. Like today I did a video in my dining table for optical lenses for the cell phone. So I didn't, and how did I turn my passion into the paycheck? Because I know it could be full-time job. It's still not a full-time job yet. Not yet, but I'm working on it.
So what I think is interesting is I think a lot of people miss that part of the beginning of the entrepreneurship journey, right? I mean, I know even a lot of times on this show, we're talking to people who have been in the entrepreneur journey like for tens of years, you know, 10, 20, you know, several decades, right? They've been doing it for a long time. So to come all the way back to the beginning, at the beginning of the entrepreneurship journey, a lot of times you do have to work for free, right? You have to put your paycheck and other things. You have to build a repertoire, get some case studies under your belt. And it's interesting. I still do that occasionally with clients who are like, hey, this is a new service. I don't know what's going on. Do you mind if I test it with you and see how it's going? And realize that sometimes the beginning of the entrepreneurship journey is work with no pay. And you're building yourself up to be the kind of person who is worthy of you know, getting paid for your skills and your services.
Yeah. Like I got my next week, I'm shooting kind of like a street food festival. And this is one of my biggest projects yet that is paid. That I'm very, really shocked with the budget when the client approached me like, oh, this is the budget that I have for you for the video. I was like, wow. It's not the money that I have, that I like. It's the clients that I finally can get it. And I know if I do a good job, I can get a next job, you know? And then as soon as I do a good job, he's going to spread the word of mouth. It's a small country in Switzerland, you know, people know, everybody knows everyone, you know? So, yeah. And if I feel competitive with other videographers, I don't really pay attention to it because it will only distract me. I just keep focusing on myself. If I watch other videos, yes, I do, of course, you know, to see how people do things. But to copy anyone, no, I don't. I do my own creativity.
Yeah, and I know. Videography is actually really difficult because I've been a photographer for 20 years and learning a little bit about videography for just my own hobby purposes.
Yeah.
And like trying to translate the idea of like how you tell a story with moving images and shooting B-roll and learning how to frame things and how you light things in video and like storyboarding and that kind of stuff. So you know what to do. And like, then you have to edit it all together and you have to know how to like do transitions to music. And like, there's just so much to it. Like we'll watch a 30-second video on YouTube or a 30-second advertisement and not realize how much effort went into that 30 seconds.
For example, today when I did the video for the client, it was 40. I did 45 seconds. It took me 7 hours.
Yeah, 7 hours for 45 seconds of footage.
Yeah.
Right. And for those of us who are not in that game, you don't realize how much creativity goes into that 45 seconds and how much you have to know, right? You have to know how to do lighting. You have to know how to do, you know, A camera roll, B camera roll. You have to know how to do sound. You have to know how to do editing, how to do color grading, how to do...
Yeah.
Do transitions and how you transition, you know, keep the music to get the mood that you want. I mean, there's just so much creative talent that goes into that. So Yeah, it'll be really exciting to see how your career progresses as people start to realize the work that you're putting together and the quality of it.
I believe my dream, and I believe it's going to work. It's working already because I do have some clients, but it still doesn't work the way I want it. Like I'm having income coming from the video. Last month it was the first income that I make just the videos. I still have a part-time job on the side for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at the video, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday evening, I work at the bar.
So you're transitioning, right? You're transitioning from one to the other in that first part of that entrepreneur journey where you're getting your business up off the ground and seeing how it goes. So
exactly.
Next thing I want to get to, right? So the other side of your superpower, right? If your superpower is the video and the creativity and the stuff that goes into creating those for your clients, what do you say the fatal flaw is that you have in your business, right? Either for yourself or stuff that you've been working on. And more importantly than the fatal flaw is, what do you do to actively fix that and work on it so that it doesn't stop you from growing your business?
It's a dream that I have because it's so big. The vision that I have for videography and the videos I wanted to create is so big. Let's say, for example, if I feel down, there were days when I felt down, like I'm giving up, you know, but the only thing I will disappoint is my first thing I will disappoint myself and the rest of my family, you know, and then I will have to go back to the old school, and I don't want to go back to the old days. I want to build my new future, new days, you know, for a better future, better career. And if I regret a couple of things, oh yeah, then I didn't start early. If I knew it, I would do it
earlier.
But maybe it wasn't the right country. Maybe there wasn't the right place. Maybe there wasn't the right surrounding of people. I closed myself a little bit to staying at home and working quite a lot. Like till I stay awake till like maybe 3-4 o'clock in the morning, wake up at 8-9.
Yeah.
So pretty much, even
It's where a lot of us start. I know when I started my business 10 years ago, I was working 18-hour days, right? So I had a regular job, and then I was working my business on the side, and like I had a family and kids and all that. You know, I had one kid anyways, and it's a lot of work, right? And you get to the point in your business where you start getting to the point where you're hiring team members and doing other things, and you get some of your time back. But like at the beginning, you front load a lot of time into your business to build systems and to build processes. So
you have to go through this path. There's no shortcuts. You have to go through it. There's no other choice. Yeah.
You have to. What do I say? My business partner and I have been talking about this a lot. That you have. Sometimes you just have to get beaten up a little bit, right? It's just part of the process.
Yeah, exactly. Like I wanted to today, for example, I wanted to take a nap, but I was like, no, I cannot take a nap. Like I have to keep going. It just some people achieve success and they believe and they think like, okay, I succeed. It doesn't mean that he cannot fail, like lose all his money. Like I just want to keep going and keep growing, and I don't want to be rich. I know the amount of money that I would like to make every month, and this is what makes me happy. And I don't like luxury. I tried it. If I liked it, it was okay. But I don't need to have a fancy cars, fancy shoes, you know, watches, bling bling. I don't need that stuff. I just want to live a happy life. That's all. I just want happiness in my life, nothing else. I don't want money. But the money is go ahead.
I say my wife and I sort of discovered the same thing. Like for a number of years, we were targeting our business to a certain income level. And we realized along that path that we hit an income level where we were just happy, right? Where we had all the things we wanted, and we had all like the things that we wanted next were not more money. It was more time freedom and more location freedom to travel with our family and to spend more time with our kids and stuff like that. So we hit an income level that allowed us to have those freedoms. And then growing the income was no longer it wasn't a driving goal. Now that's not to say that's the same for everyone. Some people really have high income goals and want the luxury, and it's there for them if they want it. But you know, it's just understanding. If you understand early on what it is that you're building for, it's easier to build for that thing.
I'm building for legacy. I want to leave something behind, and I'm building for my parents to be proud because I never went to any cinematography school. I never finished school. I dropped when I was 19 because I knew it's not for me. Like, I was just wasting a time. But I'm doing it because I like being entrepreneurship. I like being entrepreneur because I like the process, not just the success and the money. I love the process, the hustle, the stay awake late night and work and then next day wake up. I'm not afraid to work hard. I love work hard because I know the hard work pays off.
Yeah. So next question is your common enemy. So this is, may or may not be hard to answer since you're at the beginning start of your relationship with clients. But when you work with clients, if you could help them remove one thing from their mindset that would help you do your job better and help them get better results, that's holding your clients back, what would that be?
What would I remove from my clients back?
From their mindset, right? That's holding them back, keeping them from getting the results they want in their business.
I think it's the other people's opinion, what other people think. It was the same, I was in the same situation. What I will remove, definitely stop, think about yourself, focus on yourself, not others, and just keep going. Doesn't matter what other people say, you just have to keep going forward. Like, I know people that just, I know a guy who has an agency, he's making money and he goes on holiday, making money, goes on holiday. I'm like, this is not how you run business. Because I think this is kind of fairly, okay, you make money. But what I remove, like, don't think of money yet. The money will come. Once you have the success and you put in hard work, the money will come automatically. I can see it. I can see it also.
Yeah, absolutely. So getting in and just helping your clients remove that, like what other people are thinking about them, so they can just move forward with their dream and their success.
Exactly. Yeah. Not just think of money, because money is just, it's a good for life. It's good for life. Like, they belong to the life, of course, you know, but it's not a priority at all. For some people, yes. I've seen some people just want money. I'm like, what are you going to do with all this money? You can't get taken to the coffin. You're going to die one day, you know?
Yeah. So I think this ties in really well with what we're talking about. It's your driving force, right? As a hero, what's the thing that your mission, like, what is it that you're helping your clients do? What's the legacy that you want to leave behind?
Definitely, I want to leave good reputation with the clients that I have one client that already hired me 3 times that I'm very happy. What I want to leave behind, definitely people know my name, create good videos, and just keep continue growing every single day, because I cannot, I don't know when I'm going to be in 10 years, but I know that I will be completely in a higher level than I am now. Maybe different cameras, maybe I will shoot a movie, I don't know. I just want to keep moving forward. I cannot stop going forward. I don't look back anymore. Okay, there are some bad days, good days, but the happiness that I have because of the purpose of my life, I just have to keep moving forward. I'll give you an example. There's a place that I want to go to and shoot. I have the music. I have the location. I know how I'm going to edit. I know what to say. I just have to go and shoot. I already have the videos in my head. I already look on the Google Maps where to fly with the drone, where to shoot the camera. I just have to go there. And that's all. Like, it's like a vision. I know it doesn't make sense for some people, but it's like, I see things, like, I see it, you know?
Yeah. So you have like the vision of where you want to go and take everything in your business, which is,
exactly. Which is cool.
Yeah. So it's interesting because you're in a very creative space, right? And you're helping people tell stories, right? Tell the businesses stories so they can bring clients in and help those people solve their problems. Anyways, very cool. So last couple of questions here. Is your hero's tool belt, right? So, you know, Thor has his magic hammer, and, you know, your neighborhood police officer has his bulletproof vest, right? What are some of the tools that you use in your business to help you create what you create for your clients, right? Maybe it's Evernote, maybe it's Adobe Premiere. What are some of the things that you use every day to create what you create for your clients?
Adobe Premiere, like, every day, everything I learned from YouTube, and I'm start digging into the After Effects. That's the two tools that I'm using it every day, like nonstop, every day.
Is it Premiere and After Effects?
Yes, exactly. Like, After Effects, I wanted to learn After Effects because I like the 3D tracking, you know, and create a text while the drone's flying and stuff like that. A couple of effects. But if I tell you that 1 year ago I didn't know anything about Adobe Premiere, and now I know so much. I'm still learning, you know. But I can create videos. If I don't have to do like a presentation for something, if I have to do like a video, like a cut, I can do it in 1 hour, hour and a half. It's so quick now. Last year there was like, oh my God, what is the key? What is this? What is mask? What is the, you know, the opacity? I'm like, I didn't know anything about it. So yeah, Adobe Premiere and After Effects pretty much every day.
Yeah. So I'm gonna get into some of the gearhead stuff just because I'm interested in this. What type of camera do you shoot with for your video, and what type of drone do you shoot with?
Okay, when it comes to the camera and the drone, it's my first camera and my first drone that I have it for about 1 year. So I have a DJI Spark. This is one of my.
Okay. Yeah.
I love it. Like, don't get me wrong, this little boy is absolutely.
That's that little one, right? The one that's the little tiny one that they make. I like. Exactly. I like that thing.
Exactly. Like. It's absolutely fantastic drone. Okay, sometimes you lose a signal, but look, I don't fly the drone that's gonna fly 2-3 kilometers away. I don't need that, you know. I don't wanna lose the drone because I invest the money. I don't wanna spend money again. If I make the money, I will buy a better drone. But no, definitely DJI Spark. This is what I'm using, and the camera that I use, it's a Sony 6000 Alpha 6300. It's my first camera.
Nice. Yeah, I'm actually this camera here, the one that that you're looking at me through, is a Sony A6500.
Ah, really? And then lenses, yeah. I have a Sigma 60mm that I'm in love. Oh my God! This
I want that lens so bad. It's on my list. My I have the 30mm.
Okay.
30mm 1.4. I love this lens, but I want the 16mm. I think that would be super awesome.
You will be very happy. You will be very pleased, especially in the low light if you want to do some astrophotography. And then the second lens that I have is the 18-105 f/4.
For the daytime. I was looking at that one. I don't use that lens, but that's the one with the power zoom, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's got the built-in zoom in, which is good for if you.
Yeah.
Want
so you can do for the video.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like I have my little office finally, so. I have a crane tool that I'm using. I have a DJI Ronin M that I use for the big projects, but I like to be more creative and create my transition with the camera, especially when you shoot the B-roll, you use the speed rounds, stuff like that. So I just want to be very creative, you know, and I also still doesn't know how to shoot on S-Log. I still haven't learned because I cannot color grade S-Log at all.
Yeah, I have avoided S-Log at this point. So for those of you who don't know, S-Log is sort of like it's a video's version of a RAW file. So it's like undeveloped video, and you have to go and you have to learn how to develop the colors and the contrast and all that stuff. It has a whole nother level of complexity, but you can get more, you know, more color and more dynamic range, which is how much light the camera can see into a file. But it's really difficult. I haven't experimented with it yet either. Maybe in the future. So other couple of things, do you use any artificial lighting, or do you have any of your own sound equipment, or are you still doing all natural light and,
I have a small little light, like a newer, like an LED light, where you can adjust the contrast and stuff like that. The mic that I have a Zoom H2N, and yeah. I have the pin Rode mic. And if I do vlogging, I just have the little mic that I attach to the camera. So
yeah, I'm using a little giant squid lavalier mic for the interview here.
For example, I always learn. It's not about the camera that you have. Like I've seen using a Sony camera and they were creating some unbelievable video. And I know some people, they're like, oh, this camera is amazing. You know, it's a red camera or weapon. Like you don't need to buy a 40,000 camera to create something amazing. All you need
is the like, I've seen amazing stuff created with your phone.
Stuff and just people buying it because they just maybe want to show off, or look at me, I have a red camera. And you don't need that stuff. No, you just need an idea, that's all, and a little bit of creativity and ideas, and you all set.
Yeah, what I've discovered is especially in photography and videography, and this is true across the board in every space that I've been in, the more expensive tools don't generally allow you to create better product. A lot of times what they allow you to do is they allow you to have more flexibility when creating the product, right?
Exactly.
So like when you have, you know, you mentioned that 16mm Sony lens you have, it's a 1.4 aperture, right? Exactly. If you go, the standard 16-50 lens that it comes with the camera only goes to like 3.5. you can still create a great, great image with that standard cheap lens that comes with the phone or with the camera. But when you get a nicer lens, you have the option to, you have more options when you're creating, right? And that's what the nicer tools do, is they give you more options and they make certain things quicker or faster. And I think a lot of times entrepreneurs especially will get stuck into, I need to get the best gear possible or the best software possible or the best thing possible before I start, right?
Exactly.
And that's just not true. Sometimes you just need to use what you've got, create what you can create, and learning to work with the limitations you have at the beginning makes you more creative and makes you be able to use those, the better tools when you get around to having access to them in the future.
It's like people asking, like, when I work at the hotels and they say, it's a bartender and they say, like, what's the best cocktail? I'm like, it doesn't exist. What's the best cocktail? It doesn't exist. There's no, like, what's the best camera? It doesn't exist. What's the best? What's the best? Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, it's up here, right? It's what the creativity that you're gonna bring to it.
Exactly.
And I have, like I said, I've been doing photography for 20 years, and I'll show people pictures that I've taken from my phone, and they're like, man, you must have a really nice camera. And I'm like, I do, but this picture came from my phone, right? And like, it's when you learn the craft, whatever your craft is, the tool doesn't usually make the difference, right? It's the creator that makes the difference.
Exactly. I also start doing little workshops with a videography on a smartphone, how you can shoot and how to shoot and edit on an iPhone. So you don't need any gimbal, how to use a nice and steady image, and literally everything through to your phone. No any accessories at all.
Are you tired of trying to write webinars that don't consistently convert? How would you like to have a webinar that effortlessly created sales in your online business? You can. Introducing the Webinar Alchemy Workshop. Webinar Alchemy Workshop is an online masterclass that will help you write incredibly persuasive webinars for your online courses quickly and easily. Using what you learn in this class, you can build a webinar that educates your entire audience while still creating sales. For a limited time, you can purchase this masterclass for only $7, and you'll get the exact framework I've personally used to help my clients sell more than $1 million worth of online coaching and training just over the last year. Simply text the word ALCHEMY, A-L-C-H-E-M-Y, to 444-999, and I'll send you all the details.
The music is by Purple Planet Music. Visit www.purple-planet.com.
Okay, so before we get too far into the weeds and in gearhead stuff, let's talk about your own personal heroes, right? So Frodo had Gandalf, Luke had Obi-Wan, Robert Kiyosaki had his rich dad. Who were some of your heroes? Were they real-life mentors? Were they authors in books? Were they YouTube stars, right? Or were they peers who were just a few years ahead of you? And how important were they to how far you've gotten in your business today?
Well, when it comes to mentors, I will start with Les Brown. He's one of my mentors. That when I start listening motivation videos, he's the one also that he said the dream that I'm holding in mind is possible. And then one of my favorite is Gary Vaynerchuk. Like, I love that guy to pieces. I know he's working in different fields, he's doing different things, but whatever he's saying to help people and the businesses is actually true. And I'm following his steps, and it does really working. And the YouTubers, I will say Peter McKinnon. He's one of my favorites. Like, this guy is just absolutely beast. I love watching his YouTube videos, definitely.
Cool. So let's bring home for our listeners, last question here is your guiding principles, right? So what are the top one or two things, actions that you take every day that contribute to the success of your business, right? To have gotten you to where you're going. And ones that maybe you wished you knew when you first got started trying to attract clients and get your videography service off the ground.
What makes me keep going?
One or two actions that you do every day that help you get your business, you know, that give you the, you know, help you get where you're going.
One or two things that I'm happy that I'm here, that I'm alive, that I'm living in this world. And the second is I'm looking forward to wake up in the morning every day, and I'm so excited to do what I love. Because if you love what you do, it's just the best thing. You wake up with happiness, and hopefully I can help with someone, like, go do your thing, like, do what you love, and just stop doing the job that you hate. Like, I wake up every morning with the happiness, and I'm happy that I can do what I love and get paid for it.
Yeah. So you'd say one of the things that's really been helping drive you is just doing what you love on a daily basis.
Exactly. Like I've seen people, I visited a couple of friends and they said, the only thing I can hear was the complaint about work, how much they hate going to work. And I was just quiet, you know, they'll ask me, so how you doing? I'm like, I'm always good, you know, I'm good. It's not like I'm pretending that I still have a part-time job. Like I told you before, I still have a part-time job on the side, but look, I have to go with it. You know, I have to go through, you know, but I'm still working on a videography to be 100% my income every month, no matter what.
Absolutely. And I'm sure you'll get there before too long. So last thing we do on the show every time is we always ask a hero challenge question. So the hero challenge is really simple. It's, do you have someone in your business network that is an entrepreneur that you think has a cool story that you think we should tell? Who are they and why do you think they should come on the show and share their story?
If I have someone, oh yes, I have a friend from Iran. We actually worked together. I was hired by him. And I was hired by him because this guy is very IT and this guy is very creative and he creates a new gadget that hopefully comes on the market. And why he should come, because he also have a very good, interesting story to share, because he's from Iran and he was born about 7 days after the war's finish. And the guy came from, yes, exactly. He came from zero completely and he studied in Switzerland for about 5 years. He's got PhD. He also teaches in a university and he doesn't come from the rich parents at all.
Definitely. Yeah, so he really had to build himself up.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name?
His name is Mohsen.
Mohsen?
Cool. Mohsen, yes.
Yeah. Exactly, well, yeah. We'll hit you up after the show and see if we can get contact details for him and invite him onto the show. That'd be really cool. So, okay. Last thing, thank you so much for coming on the show, Uri. Where can people go if they want to hire you for their radiography services? I assume it's probably location restricted. So if they're in Switzerland and they want to hire you, where should they go?
Well, I also do internationally. I've done a couple of international
awesome.
Work.
Okay, so if you're doing international work, so actually let's do two questions then. If they want to see your portfolio and see the type of work that you do, and see if they might be interested in hiring you for that, where should they go for that? And then how should they find you to hire you if they do? They are interested.
Simply go on Instagram, just type hashtag now or never VDO as a 3 letters VDO, not the whole word. Now or never VDO, and then they can see all my work. Everything that I can see. The also, like, I scrolled down through my Instagram a couple of days ago, and I can see the progress with the photography. Also, I do photography just for myself. I have a client that, like, can you do photos? I'm like, no, I don't do photos. I just do videos, you know. But I can see the progress of work every, like, month after month. I see the big progress. I also build my followers from zero to almost 1,000, like truly followers. I never bought followers. I don't do follow and unfollow. I don't do stuff like that. Every time somebody start following me, I send a message. Hi, thank you for following me. You know, I can see who's the person that will follow and unfollow. I see it now. I know how the social media works now. It's a bit tricky, you know?
So they can find you on Instagram and it's now or never VDO. The letter is VDO.
Exactly.
And if they're interested, they could just direct message you there on Instagram?
Exactly, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Uri. No, it's been a pleasure.
Pleasure was mine. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.